Good morning, everyone, and welcome back out into the bush. Rains and the storms have eased up, and we've got a beautiful day. You know, it's a beautiful day to be alive. We should just enjoy the day. Today, we'll return to our study of 1 John chapter 1. But before we move into that, I'd like to share a quote with you that my wife Julie sent to me. It's a quote from one of my favorite writers, A.W. Tozer. I want you to listen to what he has to say, and that's going to lay a foundation for us to build on. Tozer said, "Jesus knows the worst about you. Nonetheless, he is the one who loves you the most." Let me repeat that. Jesus knows the absolute worst about you. Nonetheless, he is the one who loves you the most. There's no question that Jesus loves us more than anyone else could possibly ever love us. He loves us so much that he wants his absolute best for us. He loves us so much that he will share his eternal inheritance with us. That's what the Bible teaches. And he loves us so much that he suffered and died. Somebody, there's a little illustration, said, "Jesus, how much do you love us?" And he spread his arms on the cross and he died. He loves us that much. So keep those things in mind, because that is true sacrificial love. The old hymn writer put it this way, "The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forever endure the saints' and the angels' songs." Now, with those things in mind, let's move into 1 John chapter 1. John was the master of using extremes. Let me share a couple with you. He used loving God and loving the world. He used truth and lies. He used eternal life and eternal death, and then light and darkness. And we'll look at some of those contrasts today. But you see, a contrast drives a clear and easy to understand division between two extremes. And John was good about using contrasts. And let's get into that, but first let's pray. Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for another chance to be alive. Thank you for a chance to look again at your word. Teach us something, but help us to keep in mind that Jesus loves us more than anyone could possibly love us. And that love will never end. Open our eyes today in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin with some things that we looked at last week. And we'll begin reading in 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. "That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete." Hey, John, what things? What is it that you want to show us and proclaim to us? Well, let's go ahead. Verse number 5, "This is the message that we heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." Hey, John, we already knew that. This is not something new. So really, what is the point? Well, let's just see if we can look at what God is light means. The Bible does suggest that He lives in unapproachable light. Well, I guess John could mean that. And secondly, God is perfectly holy and righteous, so much so that any imperfection would cease to exist in his presence. John could mean that. So let me ask you, with that kind of holy God, what chance do you and I have to approach him? I can hear it now. Some may be saying, didn't Tozer say that Jesus loves us even when he knows the worst about us? Well, that's true, and it continues to be true. But God is still holy and righteous and perfect, and we still have no chance to approach him. I want you to kind of get that idea. But then John drives his point home in verse number 6. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Yes, God loves us. He really does love us with an unmeasurable love. But if we walk in darkness or act or look like we have fellowship with him on the outside, yet we do continue to walk in darkness, then John said, we're liars. It's a black and white issue. So what is this darkness that John's talking about? Well, I believe John is talking about choosing to live a lifestyle of hidden sin. Around Christian people, you look or appear to look like a Christian. Nobody could argue that point. But behind the curtain or behind closed doors, you live a life that ignores God's holiness. It's not a good situation. You see, history is littered with the tragic stories of so-called Christians who look like Christians on the surface, but their lifestyle proves that they were not even close. It's this very thing that Satan uses to destroy families and to destroy churches. So let me just break this down into what we're going to look at today. Yes, God does love you, and that will never end. But choosing to walk in a sinful lifestyle simply proves that you do not love him. Let me repeat that. Yes, God loves you. He loves you with a love that will never end. But choosing to live in a sinful lifestyle simply proves that you do not love him. John calls that kind of lifestyle a lie, and you don't practice the truth. So, what's the remedy for choosing to walk in darkness? Well, look at verse number 7. John gives it to us. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Let me give you Tony's translation. If we choose to walk in the way that we know honors God, then we will have fellowship with one another. Well, who is one another? Immediately we think, well, one another, the Bible talks about a lot of one another's between Christians. But that's not anywhere in the context. What John is talking about clearly means fellowship with God. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we'll have fellowship with God, and there is no other way. And if we do that, John goes on to say, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Oh, and choosing to walk in a lifestyle that honors God simply shows that we are responding to his love by loving him. God loves us, as we've said in the beginning from A.W. Tozer, but now we can show that we love him by walking in the light, and that is God's revealed way for us to live. Well, you may struggle accepting that explanation, But something Jesus says, I think, clears it all up. John chapter 14, Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments. If you walk in the light as he in the light, you can have fellowship with the Father." That's showing our love for him. And then Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." I think it's a done deal. Now John continues with the challenge. Verse number 8. "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." And then in the last verse, he says something very similar. 1 John 1:10. "If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." John's driving down the point, we better not assume that we're sinless, because that is a lie. So why the repetition in John's writing? Well, I think he's really trying to make that point, that it's not possible to live a sinless life in this life. But you see, when we do walk in the way that God wants us to walk, then we'll have fellowship with him. And 1 John 1:9, one of our favorite verses, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That means when we walk in the light as God is in the light, and he shows us that we have sinned, confess that sin. Go ahead and get rid of it. And that simply means to agree with God. When he convicts us about sin, agree with God. "Yes, I've sinned." And then we can be forgiven. You see, when we confess it, God said he will cleanse us from all sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness purely by confession and agreeing with him that we've sinned. But let me clear something up that you might be thinking. Sinning will not remove you from the family of God, but sin will break the fellowship, and it will limit his blessings in your life. Also, unconfessed sin will bring about the correction of God. You know, we know that God loves us. That's one of our focuses today. But God loves us so much, the Bible says that he will chastise those that he loves. Well, what does that look like? Well, I'm going to leave that totally up to God. But there was a man in Corinthians living in open sexual sin that Paul turned over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. I really believe that confession and turning from sin and agreeing with God that we've sinned is a much better option, don't you? I think so. In these last few verses, we've seen a huge contrast. Refusing to confess sin will bring broken fellowship and broken blessings. But confession of sin, or agreement with God that we have sinned, will bring restoration and complete forgiveness. That is a major contrast between those two. This is a contrast between walking in the light and walking in darkness that I believe John is talking about in this chapter. So let me ask you, where are you? Are you currently walking in the light and you have fellowship with God and you can easily confess sins and he'll forgive you and restore you? Or are you walking in darkness and the fellowship is broken? There's no communion between you and God, and the chastisement of God may very well be possible. Well, we need to make sure that we don't try to explain our way away from sin. When we do it, let's agree with God, and then he'll cleanse us. So, to sum this all up, I believe Tozer was right. Let me repeat what he said. Jesus does know everything about us. He knows the worst about us, and he loves us more than anyone could possibly love us. But the question that I want you to take home with you today is this: do we love him? If we will do, we will choose to walk in the light that God has given us. We'll choose to walk in the lifestyle that He has designed for us. And we'll keep the commandments of Jesus. As Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So really, it boils down to us to make the choice. God loves us so much that Jesus died for us. But the question is, do you and I love Him? If we do, we need to walk in the light, and we'll have sweet fellowship with the Father. Father, help us to understand this today. Help us to grasp it. Help us to take it home with us, and help us to choose to walk in the light that You've revealed for us. In Jesus' name, amen.